Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. Ein bein zav haroesh tei re'iyot, the roesh shalos, elikor. There's no difference between a zav that has two discharges, whether on the same day or on two consecutive days, and a zav who has three discharges, also whether on the same day or on 2 days or on three consecutive days. They are both tameh and require sheva nekiyim before they can go to the mikvah. The only difference is a korban. A zav who has three riyos after he becomes tar is mechuyev to bring a korban. Ein bein mitzera muskur lemitzera muchlet ela priyo prima. There is no difference between a mitzera muskur who has not yet become tameh legamre, but he is considered tameh and he is required to go out of the machne. As the pasuk said, v'skira akoin shivas yamim, and a mitzera muchlet who is considered tameh legamre. The only difference between the two is priya and prima. A mitzera muchlet is required to tear his clothes and to let his hair grow long. Ein bein tar mitoch hesker litar mitoch hechlet ela teglachas v'tiparim. There is no difference between a mitzera who becomes tar after he was a mitzera muskur and a mitzera who becomes tar after he was a mitzera muchlet, except for shaving all his hair and bringing two siparim as a korban, which a mitzera muchlet is required to do, but they are both mechuyev to wash their clothes and to be mitare themselves in the mitzvah. Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Ein Bein Sparim, let's fill it in with Zuzot. There is no difference between Sparim, which is Sifrei Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im, Uksuvim, and Tfilin and Mezuzos, Ela Shehasparim Nechtavim B'chol Lashon. Sifrei Tanakh may be written in any language and in any script. Utfilin u'mezuzos einan nechtavos el ashuris. You can only write tfilin and mezuzos in ashuris, which is Lashon HaKodesh, and also only in the script of Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Af b'sparim lo yitiru sheyichtavu el yavanis. Even sparim may only be written in Yavanis or in Lashon HaKodesh. Now the reason why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was master Yavanis as opposed to all other languages, because the pasuk says, Yachter lukim liyepes v'yishkoin v'al leishem, Yach yifuso yishol yepes yishkoin v'al leishem. The beauty of yepes should be in the tent of shem. What's considered the beauty of Yefes, the most beautiful language among the Bnei Yefes, is Yavanis, Greek. So therefore, Sparim may either be written in Greek or in Lashon HaKodesh.